Okay, Colossians chapter 4 this evening. Colossians chapter 4. We're going to be looking at verse number 2. Verse number 2. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 2 says, continue in prayer, watching the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer, watching the same with thanksgiving. Now, one of the things that I want to remind you of, and all of you folks have heard me say this before, but it's important we see this. When you're studying a passage, don't study it in itself. We've got to look at the context. Why was that there? What's the context? Well, he's just finished this great chapter 3 and bled into chapter 4, dealing with, he starts out there at the beginning of chapter 3 with our salvation, and then he goes into separation and sanctification and saturation in the Word of God, and then he gives us these specific applications. The application to the wife to submit to her husband, and the husband to love his wife without bitterness, and the children to obey, and the fathers to refrain from provoking their children, and the servants to obey their masters, and the masters to treat their servants with fairness and with justness and with as human fellow humans. So he, with all of that there as the foundation, then he comes to chapter 4 and verse number 2 and says, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. I wonder if he was saying, you need to pray that God will help you through these things. I think he was. I think he was saying, these things can be difficult. These are difficult responsibilities. Now you stop and think about it. Of all the things that God could have had Paul write down here about husbands or wives or children or fathers or servants or masters, why did he choose the ones he chose? I believe he chose those because those are some of the most difficult tasks we have in those areas. I mean, with husbands. It's difficult to love our wife consistently without ever getting bitter toward her because something didn't work out our way. And it's difficult for wives to submit to their husbands because some husbands can be ornery sometimes. No, not us, but you know what I mean. And it's difficult for children to obey all the time because obedience just plain isn't easy because we're sinners. And it's difficult for fathers to always discipline their children properly without provoking them to anger. I mean, all of these things are things that we struggle with. And as a result, God had Paul then address the next subject of how do we help ourselves to flesh out these things. We need God's help. We need God's help. And we need to pray. And so he says here in verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Now, as we look at this tonight, we find here there's actually only one command, that's continue in prayer. Watch in the same with thanksgiving is a participle that supports the first command. But as we look at this, I want us to notice, first of all, the command to pray. Alrighty, he says there, continue in prayer. You know, prayer is not to be an option in the Christian life. It is a necessity. We need to pray. We need to pray. And here we find that it literally is a command from God. God is saying, you must pray. And we need to talk to God. You know, communication with God is very important, just like communication with anybody else is important for our relationship. Prayer is a vital part of that communication. And God wants our fellowship. You know, we dare not think, well, God's way up there and he doesn't really care about me. He does. He cares about us. He cares so much about us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If he loved us so much that he gave his son to die for us, he certainly loves us enough that he wants to talk with us. He wants our communication. He wants us to fellowship with him. And no relationship can thrive without communication. And for this reason, Jesus, when he was on this earth, he spent a lot of time in prayer. In fact, we read over in Mark chapter 1, verse number 35. Mark records for us that in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he, Jesus, went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Rising up a great while before day, Jesus went out into a solitary place and prayed. I wonder how often do we get up a great while before day just to spend time with God in prayer? Probably not as often as we ought. One of the ways that we can express our love to God is through prayer. Just talking to Him. One of the things that I've been pondering over in my Bible time with the Lord, my prayer time, and some years ago I preached a series of messages, and I'm thinking about going through it again, on some of the aspects of salvation. And one of the songs we sang here tonight just fit that so perfectly. For example, propitiation. Jesus paid the debt in full. And redemption. And justification. And sanctification. And adoption. And regeneration. Think about what all those things mean. And how that applies. And I'm memorizing a verse for each one of them. And as I'm praying and talking to the Lord and thanking Him for what He's done for us, we need to love Him. We need to praise Him. And think about the things He's done for us. So many times we can just take our salvation for granted. And I do the same. And oh, how we need to just focus on what it cost Him to pay for my debt of sin. It cost Him everything. And He gave it for me. He wants us to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, He commands us to pray without ceasing. Doesn't mean that we walk around all the time with our eyes closed and bumping into the walls, but it means we're constantly in the frame of prayer, where we're constantly able to talk to the Lord. And you know, I find it very difficult when I get absorbed into what I'm doing to focus on praying as well. You know, sometimes maybe we get tunnel vision, you know, we're just busy about my work, and even if my work is studying the scriptures and preparing a message, I need to be praying. And oftentimes I'll get so absorbed in what I'm doing that an hour will go by and I don't even say a word to the Lord about it. And it shouldn't be that way. We ought to talk to Him. It doesn't matter what we're doing, we ought to be talking to the Lord on a regular basis throughout the day about the different things of life. He cares about that. You go, you ladies go shopping. God cares about, you know, what brand of toothpaste you're going to buy. God cares about all the things that we... He cares about the little things of life. We need to talk to Him and communicate with Him regularly and share our heart with Him. So He wants us to pray. And remember, keeping it in the context of this here, you know, you think about your particular job, your husband, your responsibility. One of them, I mean, he mentions the one that's a hard one. To love your wife consistently without bitterness. And when you're struggling because she said something that was a bit irritating, or she did something, or she didn't do something, or whatever the case may be, and the irritation start to brew, we need to pray. We need to pray. Say, God, help me through this. Help me to respond in the right way. And you ladies, when you're struggling to submit, when he asks you to do something that's not really what you wanted to do, and we need to pray. And you children, when it's hard to obey and to do what's right, you need to pray, and God help me to be obedient. And we need to bring this into our daily life and talk to the Lord. You know, through prayer, we can talk to the author of the Bible to get better understanding of what he's said in the scriptures. We read in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, he says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It's the Spirit of God that wrote the Scriptures, and He's the one that's able to explain the Scriptures to us, so we need to talk to Him about that. You're going to find times as you study the Scriptures, there's going to be verses you say, I just don't understand. That's a hard one. And you need to talk to God about it. And even after talking to God about it, you may still walk away scratching your head. But at least you've had a good talk with the Lord about this, and He's helped you to be able to understand things that you didn't see before. In prayer, we can cast our burdens on the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Through prayer, we receive answers from God. Remember, James said there in James 4:2, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. How many times has God wanted to give me something and meet some need in my life, and He didn't because I didn't ask? You know, we probably miss out on a lot of things that God wants to do for us simply because we don't ask. God longs to be a blessing to us. Prayer is our hotline to God in time of need. Remember when Peter was out on the ship with the disciples, Jesus had sent them across the Sea of Galilee, and the storm came up on the sea, and they're battling and trying to keep this boat afloat, and then all of a sudden Jesus comes walking on the water, and they're terrified out of their wits, and Jesus said, "It's me." And Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, let me come walk on the water with you." And Jesus said, "Come on." And Peter climbed out of the boat, waves all over the place, splashing around, and Peter walks on the water. But as soon as he took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink. And I mean, even Peter, a seasoned fisherman, knew that in those kind of storms, you're not going to survive. And he said, "Lord, help!" He was able to pray just like that. God wants us to pray. And you know, there's times that we struggle in life, and we just need to cry out to the Lord, "Lord, I need your help." God wants us to be dependent on Him. And so in the light of these difficult challenges that He's given us here, God says, "Depend on me. I'll help you do those things that you find difficult." God anticipates that we're going to struggle. God anticipates all these struggles that each of us have in all of these various areas. And because of that, He wants to still give us victory, and He says, "I need you to depend on me. I want you to rest in me. I want you to trust me and cry out to me." You know, we are then, we notice there that He says, "Continue in prayer." Continue in prayer. Literally, this states, "In prayer, steadfastly continue." The Greek language is an interesting language. They place the words in the sentence. The words in the sentence, you can figure out where they belong because of the type of word it is, like a verb in the noun and things of that nature. But often, words are put in the sentence in order of priority. Whatever is the main issue comes first. And you can tell, you got to fit it all together. In our English, we don't translate it that way because it sounds awkward and backward to us. But in the Greek's mind, it was emphasizing the important thing. And here, he starts the verse out praying. He says, "In prayer, steadfastly continue." Prayer is the key. And you need to steadfastly continue. The word steadfastly continue, or the word continue in our English there, it has the idea of to adhere devotedly to prayer, to remain at it, to be steadfast and faithful in it. It is something we need to continue to do regularly, earnestly, passionately, steadfastly, without slowing down. We get the idea here that God knows that we struggle, and that He wants us to depend on Him for grace. And He says, "I want you to steadfastly continue in prayer." When I was in Bible college decades ago, it's amazing how time flies. I remember a preacher saying, "Prayer can do anything God can do." And I thought, I got to remember that. Prayer can do anything God can do. What that means is that you will never ask something in prayer that God can't do. God is able to do anything. God is omnipotent. I know some people try to twist that around and ask for the ridiculous things, and God's not talking about that. But God is strong. He is waiting for us to ask for help. Remember the words that God spoke to King Asa? King Asa was in a time of trouble. He had faced a large enemy, called upon the Lord, and the Lord delivered them from the Ethiopians, I believe it was. And then he faced another enemy. And this time he had gotten backslidden, gotten away from the Lord, and so he decided to hire some of the heathen neighbors to help him out. And God rebuked him for that. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, the Lord said, Asa, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. The rest of the verse says, in my own paraphrase, but you didn't do that. You didn't ask. You went depending on somebody else. And so the rest of the time, you're going to have troubles. Now, how did Asa respond? Well, he just got angry. He got upset and didn't respond as God wanted him to. But the idea here is that God's looking for opportunities to be a blessing to us. Think about that. God's looking for an opportunity in your life to be a help and a blessing for you. And we need to be depending upon God. God wants us to be dependent on Him. That's why He says, praying always, or continue in prayer. But then we see the next half of the verse. It says, watching in the same with thanksgiving. Watching in the same. Now, as I mentioned earlier, praying continually is the imperative verb. That's the command. Watching is a participle that defines modifies it, but it helps us to see. He wants us to be praying with watchfulness. Now, the word watch there is a word that refers to precautions. It has to do with focusing on attention or on mindfulness or caution or alertness rather than just on staying awake. There's two different words that as I did some research on this, when the Lord says we need to be awake. You know, we sing that song we sang tonight, stay awake, be ready. The enemy, the devil, is after you. We need to stay awake. But the word to be awake in some of the verses is a word that means just stay there with your eyes open and alert and pay attention. This word's a different word. This one has more of the idea of being cautious and alert and mindful, watching, looking, cautious, careful, prudent, looking, watching. It's important for us to see this in order to understand what he's saying. He doesn't want us to get caught off guard. So back in the context, God's saying, you have a particular duty as a child. You have a particular duty as a husband. You have a particular duty as a wife. Don't get caught off guard. Be praying and be watching lest the devil trip you up. Don't let the devil trip you up. We need to be watching. A web article gives this thoughtful comment. It says, the reason Satan is so effective in influencing humans to sin is that humans are generally unsuspecting of Satan's attacks. Those attacks come from an invisible enemy who seems to be non-existent. Those attacks are subtle and come from a form of ideas and impulses and suggestions of and moods. Those attacks come from the form of baited hooks that focus on our attention on the lure and blind us to the concealed hook. End of the quote. But God says here we need to be precautious. We need to be watchful as we pray. And He's warning us of this to watch and pray. And I've found there's seven different verses in the Bible, in the New Testament, that speak about watching and praying. The two of them connected. So they're often mingled together. Watch and pray. And we certainly know what it means to pray, but to watch, we may not do so good on that. So he's saying, be praying, seeking God's help, but also be watching because the devil's trying to trip you up. Don't get caught off guard. As you think about this, answering prayer is God's part. Watching for the enemy and crying for help is our part. Now you think about the challenges you're going to face this week. You think about the temptations you face. God's part is to help you. Your part is to be watching and crying out for help when that time comes. Lord, I need your help. Keep me from looking at that. Don't let me go that way. Guard my mouth. Don't let me say that. Lord, please take those thoughts out of my mind. I don't want those kind of thoughts in my mind. Help me to do the right thing. Keep me focused on these things. Give me wisdom in knowing how to understand this. All these things, we need God's help. But we need to be watching. I really benefited from digging into this week because this is something I really need. To spend more time watching. On guard. The night before Jesus' crucifixion, he charged his disciples to watch and pray. That you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. It says, watch and pray. Did they? No. They all fell asleep. He came back and said, come on, guys. I said, watch and pray. Stay awake. Watch and pray. He went away and they came back sleeping again. They weren't listening. And sometimes we are no better. The Lord tells us to watch and pray. Don't trip over everything. You know, you may have a particular area of your life where you say, you know, I keep falling into that same thing over and over again. I keep saying that I don't want to say that, or I keep thinking that, or I keep doing that, or I keep failing in that area, and I don't want to keep doing that. Watch and pray. That's the answer. We need to be watching all the time for the devil's lure and praying, God, help me. I see him coming again. I need your help. God wants us to pray. So we need to do that. Anytime I go on a bushwalk, I am very precautious. Probably more so than I should be. But I'm scared of snakes. I don't like snakes. And I'm always watching. You're walking through the path and everybody's enjoying the scenery. I'm looking like this. Watching. Is there anything out there that looks like a snake? I don't want to step on a snake. I got no desire to be bit by one of those critters. I don't even like the friendly ones. You know, some people be friendly ones wrap around this. Not me. I stay away from the snakes. But you know, I'm very cautious. And that's exactly what God's telling us. He says, as we go through life, as you go through life this week, God says, I want you to be cautious. I want you to be precautious, looking, watching, looking for the devil's bait, and don't take it. Say, that's not right. He's leading me in the wrong way. You know the bait that he uses on you. You know the struggles you face. And again, back to the context. The areas of your life as a wife, as a husband, as children, as a servant, whether you're at work or your master, you're the boss, or whatever the case may be, all of these are areas we struggle in. And he says, watch that the devil doesn't trip you up and pray that God will help you to make the right choices and do the right thing. We need dependence on God. Really, that's what he's asking us to do. He says, you need to be more dependent. We need God to be with our help all the time. He says, you need to depend on God. And then he concludes. He says, watch in the same. Now, it's interesting, the word same there. I was talking to a fellow brother this week, and we were looking at this, and you say, well, what's he talking about, watching the same? Is he talking about watching the same with thanksgiving? Is he talking about be thankful as you watch or be thankful as you pray? Well, if you look at the original language, the word same is in the same. It's a feminine, just like the word prayer is a feminine. So you know it's going back to the prayer. It's not going to the watch. It's going to the prayer. Alright, so it's kind of cool to look at those kind of little things. And you can all do that if you just get the right tools. You don't have to be a genius. But anyway, letting you know that he's saying, watch in the same, watch in prayer with thanksgiving. So God says, I want you to pray continually. I want you to be watching as you're praying, and I want you to be thankful as you're praying. Daniel gives us a good example of praying. Remember when Daniel was, we had this even in our quiz time tonight, Daniel was an old man. Sometimes we don't remember that. But by the time Daniel was very, very old, probably in his 80s, Daniel was threatened with the lions if he prayed. And Daniel said, "Don't worry me, I'm going to pray anyway." And we read in Daniel 6:10, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, and he kneeled upon his knees and gave thanks three times a day as he did aforetime." He gave thanks. Daniel prayed and gave thanks. And I mean, we probably all give thanks a little, but I'll tell you, as I evaluate my prayers, there's probably a lot more requests than there are thanks. Probably shouldn't be that way. I mean, God does want us to bring our desires to Him. He just spent that time talking to us about that. But He also wants our thanks. You look at the Psalms. You look at some of the old prayers in the Old Testament. They would spend a great deal of time thanking God for what He is and what He's done before they make their request. Many times we don't do that. At least I don't. And when we pray, God wants us to be thankful. There's so many things we can be thankful for. His willingness to even hear. God doesn't have to listen to me. I mean, of all the billions of people in the world, why would God listen to me? And even when you think about it in a broader sense, why would God listen to all these little teeny tiny specks down there in that place called Earth compared to His greatness? If God could hold the whole universe in the palm of His hand, you know, we're such a teeny tiny speck down there. Why would God care about us? But He does. Thank the Lord for that. We need to thank Him that He's not left us to live the Christian life and to defeat the devil on our own. And that'd be hard. We'd fail. We need God's help. But He's there to help us. That's why He says, "Casting all your care upon me." And He wants us to come to Him. That's a blessing. We need to thank Him for that. We need to thank Him for His grace that enables us to do our duties. With God's help, we can do the things He's asked us to do. All these things that He's mentioned there in Colossians 3 that we say, "But that's hard." And God says, "Yes, I know. That's why I told you that in the Scriptures. I know it's hard. And I understand that. But I want you to depend on me, and I will help you to do that when it's hard." And so the next time you look at your duty and you think, "It's so hard to do that," God's saying, "Help, ask me for help. I'm here to help you." We need to pray, watch, and be thankful. Thankful that God has offered His help. We need to be thankful, too, that the Lord will protect us and deliver us from Satan if we'll depend on Him. He will. He's promised to. We need to depend upon Him. We find a similar challenge in Philippians 4:6 when He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." God said, "I want you to give me your request, but do it with thanksgiving. Be thankful." It's so easy to forget to be thankful. And it's something that I need to work on. And I've been trying to be more conscious of that when I talk to the Lord. To just be more thankful for what He's done. And getting to know Him. You know, that's, I think, a lot of what we need more than anything is to get to know God more. I've been doing some pondering here, and I don't want to chase a rabbit trail, but I've been pondering on wisdom as I've been going through Proverbs. Proverbs over and over again talks about wisdom and how we need wisdom. And wisdom comes from God. It says in Proverbs 2:6 that the Lord gives us wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So wisdom comes from God. And then it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And to say, yeah, so I need to fear God in order to get wisdom. But how do I fear God? And then you go back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, and God told the king there, read the scriptures. Why? So that you can learn to fear God. He said, read the scriptures every single day so you can learn to fear God. So that means I need to focus on reading the scriptures. And as I read the scriptures, not just glancing over them, but focus on God in those scriptures so that I get to know God, so that I can have a greater fear of God. And if I have a greater fear of God, then I can gain God's wisdom, and with God's wisdom, I can make the right choices in life and respond the right way and handle things the right way. It all runs in a cycle. We need to know God. We really, really do. So that we'll be more grateful and more thankful. If you have not been praying for God's grace to fulfill your duties, and I speak of the duties, I'm talking about specifically the ones that we saw in Colossians 3. Then you need to. We need to. Next time you say, it's so hard to submit to my husband, or it's so hard to love my wife when she's like she is, or so hard to obey, or whatever the case may be, God says, pray. Pray. And watch that the devil doesn't trip you up into getting a bad attitude or doing it the wrong way. Watch and pray. With thanksgiving. And God can help us. We need to depend on Him.